Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 236, Power to the Faint. Hear this with me. Isaiah 40, verse 29. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Don't rush past those words, because before this is a promise, it is a recognition. God looks at you, at the exact place where you are, and he sees the weariness. Not the weariness you manage to hide from everyone else. The real one. The one that's still there after you close the bedroom door. The one that sleep doesn't fix. The one that goes deeper than the body. It lives in the soul, in the spirit. And God does not look past that place. He starts right there. Then comes a promise, and it is more radical than it sounds. This verse does not say God helps those who still have a little left in the tank. It does not say he gives a boost to those who are almost there. It says he increases strength in the one who has no might at all. None. Zero. Completely spent. That is a sufficient condition to receive. You do not need to gather a minimum amount of energy before you come to God. You come exactly as you are, emptied out, and that is precisely where he moves. Notice who the subject of this sentence is. He gives. Not you trying harder. Not discipline. Not willpower. Not give it another shot tomorrow. It is God. The strength you do not have does not need to be manufactured by you. It needs to be received from him. That distinction changes everything, because if the strength comes from you, exhaustion is a failure. But if it comes from him, exhaustion is an opening. In Jesus, this promise put on flesh. He went to the cross, and there came a moment when there was nothing left in human terms. No reserve, no relief, no way out. And it was exactly there that the power of God moved and he rose. The risen Christ is the source that never runs dry. When you come to him from the bottom of your emptiness, you do not find a distant or impatient God. You find someone who has been in that same depth, and came out the other side. There is a verse right after this one, Isaiah 40:31, that ties this strength to waiting on the Lord. And waiting is not passive resignation. Waiting is an act. It is turning your face toward God and acknowledging, renewal does not come from me. It comes from him. It is active humility. It is receiving with open hands, and that is exactly what I want to call you to do today. Before breakfast, before your phone, before anything else, sit quietly for 2 minutes. Place your hands open in your lap and say out loud with your own voice, Lord, I have no strength. I receive yours right now. Not as a formula, as the truth. Let that posture be your opening prayer for the day. 2 minutes, hands open, voice out loud. Do that today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.